For the past 12 years, non-Indigenous agencies such as paramedics and RCMP have participated in a cross-cultural training program organized by Talaman Justice Program and Service Liaison Verna Francis. Culturally sensitive training for non-Indigenous agencies through cross-culture and blanket exercise workshops provide a quick snapshot of our Talaman worldview and prescribes how First Nations people have been assimilated into mainstream society with no rights or title to our cultural traditions and traditional territory, said Francis while describing the program. But we're not here to shame, blame, or make anybody feel responsible for what happened in our history years ago. The program is here to educate non-Indigenous agencies about who we are, our history, because they're going to be working with our Talaman people one way or the other. In early April, paramedics from Kathet gathered at the Salish Center for workshops led by Talaman member and social worker Cindy Palin, Eugene Louie, and Talaman elders John Louie and Doreen Point. This one was for the paramedics, but we have done cross-cultural training with probation officers, judges, lawyers, and the RCMP, said Palin. We've done workshops on historical trauma and how to work with individuals who have suffered through that. Palin said the reception to the program has been very good and people attending the workshops love coming out to Talaman Nation. Participants see the culture, they see the practice, they see the genuine respect. They also love to come here because they always get fed, laughed Palin. We had, on April 3, three elders sharing their story of residential school, and then the last workshop shared was the teachings of the Talaman. Palin said the workshops have helped build better relationships and trust between Talaman community members and those working in emergency services and inside the justice system. We talk about our transfer agreements and what they mean, and the details and history of our treaty, said Palin. In the past, we have also invited Crown Council and social workers to take part in the program. By bridging those knowledge gaps, prejudice and ignorance that can lead to possible misunderstanding and/or mistreatment can in many ways be avoided, she added. I was born in 1954 and went to residential school in Sechelt and in Mission, said Francis. I witnessed the aftermath of what happened to my ancestors, grandparents, who attended residential school, alcoholism and abuse. It was horrific. As a facilitator, Palin said she works to bridge understanding on how Indigenous peoples have been impacted in many ways, but also to be mindful and build relationships by creating a safety net for individuals and frontline workers. Our intention is to create safe space for all frontline workers to learn more about the legacy of residential school, the atrocities, and intergenerational trauma on residential school survivors and their families, added Palin. Francis said the goal of the training is to build relationships with as many agencies as they can in Powell River. So we can move forward together, said Francis. That's the best part of my job, building good relationships with RCMP, with judges, with probation officers and victim services. Francis said they offer the training to any agency who wants to participate. Bringing everyone together in an open, welcoming atmosphere will only build better relations between all of the people responsible for providing these services, she added, as well as the community members who these services are provided to. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.